She turned to inspect the administrator's chairs. Two of the seats were empty, but the one in the center was occupied by a blue-skinned Jessar female. There was a blackened scorch hole in the center of her chest, another between her eyes, and yet a third in the side of her head. Roki Kem.
Be careful.
From this far away, Dorvan's voice was so weak and filled with pain that it was barely audible.
She's not dead.
Gisella turned back to the man, whom she was beginning to think had lost his mind to Sith torture.
Did you kill Roki Kem?
I told you, Dorvan snapped. She's not dead, and that's not Chief Kem.
Before Gisella could reply, Rowdy interrupted with an urgent whistle. She raised a hand for Dorvan to wait and turned back to Rowdy.
What's wrong?
The droid emitted an impatient tweedle. Then a display screen above the interface station suddenly snicked to life. The image was dark and fuzzy, but it looked to Gisella as if the droid was showing her a corridor. Judging by the dim lighting and the curtains of corrosion and moss clinging to the durasteel walls, it was probably deep in the depths of the Jedi Temple, or possibly even in some other building.
Don't be fooled,
Dorvan called from the back of the balcony.
That isn't Roki Kem.
Okay, if you say so.
Gisella did not look up as she replied, for she already knew what Dorvan probably wanted to tell her, that Roki Kem was a powerful Sith imposter. Still looking at the display screen, she asked Rowdy,
What am I supposed to be looking at here? Does it have something to do with the shields or the blast doors?
A message began to scroll down one side of the screen next to the image of the corridor.
I found Vestara Kai.
As the words appeared, so did a small female figure dressed in a Jedi robe, running along the passage from the screen bottom toward the top.
She is fleeing into the temple substructure, currently on level 30, corridor N300X. The substructure?
Gisella echoed.
What the blazes is she doing down there?
Even before she had finished asking the question, a dozen Sith warriors appeared on the display, racing up the corridor in pursuit of Vestara.
Running for her life,
Rowdy replied.
So I see,
Gisella said.
Okay, keep an eye on her if you can. Ben's going to want to know what happens to her. But our priorities are the shields and the blast doors.
She felt Valen reach for her in the Force, puzzled and concerned. Clearly he and Ben had entered the decontamination chamber and were alarmed not to find her there. She replied with a short burst of frustration, Rowdy, followed by a feeling of calm. The exchange came to an abrupt end when a pained screech erupted from the wall where Dorvan was suspended. Expecting to see something more horribly wrong than what was already hanging there, Gisella looked and was surprised to see that it was merely the tormented bureaucrat trying to get her attention.
You're playing into her hands,
Dorvan cried.
Whose hands?
Gisella motioned at Kem's corpse.
Hers?
Yes,
Dorvan replied.
Don't you see? She's manipulating you!
Gisella looked at the body. Finding it still dead, she decided that Dorvan's mind had clearly snapped.
Chief Dorvan?
Gisella asked in a deliberately calm voice.
I already know who Chief Kem really is.
Dorvan's eyes widened in fear.
You do?
Gisella nodded. Yes, she's a High Lord of the Sith.
As she spoke, Rowdy tweedled for attention. She motioned the droid to wait a moment, then added,
She might even be Air Grand Lord on Coruscant.